We talked about who we wanted taking the ball out. We talked about where we needed people on the press break, and that did not occur. We just got to do a better job of being all on the same page, you know. We're playing people in different positions. We're a little shorthanded. We had some adversity, but once they settled down and kind of handled the pressure, we did fine.
Tia Bradshaw had gone 2 for her first 17 through the first 2 games. Tonight, 9 of 19. What was it about her tonight that was different than the first 2 games?
You know, she was aggressive. She got to the rack, which she can do. Nobody can stop her. I keep telling her that. She got to the free throw line, you know. She hadn't missed a free throw, I don't think, until tonight. But when you play, almost 32 minutes, you're going to do that. Tia's a great player, and we've got to have her step up, and she did that tonight. We just fell a little bit short.
Hager had 26. Scott had 17 for Hugoton. We know about what they can do. They've been to state 3 years in a row, and 2 years ago won state. But playing a team like this, especially so early in the season, how does that help your team later on?
You know, playing good competition, you get better. I think we'll take some growing pains. You know, we would have liked to have the Okoros for defensive purposes. You know, I think we could have shut them down a little bit more, but the girls played hard and they battled back, and it's only going to make us better, you know, going through those adversities. And they never gave up, so that's what we needed.